Hello everyone, my name is Rachel and today I'm going to be doing a podcast on the water cycle. So hopefully by the end of this podcast you'll have a better understanding of the water cycle and what it does and why it's important. You might not know anything about it yet, but by the end of this hopefully you will be able to. So basically, water can be found all over the earth in oceans, on land and in the atmosphere, and the water cycle is the path that all water follows as it moves around our planet. So the Earth's water is found in different places around the Earth. So 96.5% is found in the oceans, so the majority is found in all the seas and oceans. And then 1.7% is found in lakes, rivers, streams and soil. Another 1.7% is found in polar ice caps and glaciers, so big, big, big chunks of ice and permanent snow. And then a tiny, tiny amount, 0.001%, is found in water vapor in the Earth's atmosphere, high, high, high up in the sky. So, basically, the water cycle has different stages. So the first stage is when heat from the hot sun causes the water in the oceans and the lakes and the streams to evaporate up into the sky, which means it is sucked up into the sky and it's above our heads and you wouldn't even know. But when that warm water vapor rises up through the Earth's atmosphere, it gets cooler because the sky is colder, and it makes this water vapor turn back into liquid water, creating clouds. So the clouds that we see up in the sky are really just big things of water vapor, and this is called condensation. So then, after the condensation, when a cloud becomes heavy and full of water, it falls from the sky as rain or snow. So the big clouds in the sky get too heavy and they can't hold any more water. So rain or snow falls from the clouds. And this is called precipitation. Rain and snow then fills the lakes and streams and the process starts all over again. So it's pretty easy to understand. The majority of the water that goes around the water cycle comes from oceans. So in my next episode, I will be able to talk more about oceans and give everyone a better understanding about all the different oceans around the world. So it all stems from learning about the water cycle, and then next week we can learn more about the oceans and their importance.
Hi guys, my name is Gillian and I'm Rachel's special guest on our podcast. And today I'm going to speak to you about the importance of the water cycle. The water cycle is extremely important because it allows water to be available for all living things to use. It allows water to be available for plants, animals, and us people too. If water didn't naturally recycle itself in this water cycle system, we would run out of clean water, and water is essential for life, so this would not be good. Thanks for listening!